There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is kind of shocking to me. They said a third of U.S. male university students admitted they would rape a woman if they thought they could get away with it. Is that crazy? 31.7% of, I guess, in the survey, they were more white American men. Participants questioned admitted they would force a woman to have sex in a, quote, consequence-free situation. So apparently researchers quizzed volunteers on how they would act in a situation where they could have sex with a woman against her will. If nobody would ever know, there wouldn't be any consequences. But when asked specifically whether they would rape a woman in a consequence-free situation, 13.6% of male participants said they would. The findings suggested, according to The Independent, that many of those who admitted they would commit rape didn't think their actions were considered rape. They say some men will endorse items asking whether they have used force to obtain intercourse, but will deny having raped a woman, according to the authors. So we see that there's this gap or this disparity between somebody thinking their actions are, you know, being a guy and pushing it and forcing it, or being actual rape. This is something we talked about before on the show, how many people that sexually assault don't realize it's sexual assault or don't think they're assaulting when they're doing it. And you have other recipients or victims who get assaulted, and then they don't realize, I mean, they feel bad, they feel ashamed, they're sad, they're depressed because of the interaction, but they think, well, it must have been my fault, or I must have done something, or I guess that's, you know, sex was rough or whatever, until they realize, wait a second, I was assaulted, which is another reason why you have people a lot of times after the fact going, wait a second, he did that to me. Because a lot of times the shock of it all, or the, you know, inappropriate blame that you place on yourself, unfortunately, you know, will delay you from reporting it. They say the research was carried out by experts at the University of North Dakota and the North Dakota State University. They questioned 86 people over the age of 18, most of them college juniors, and all of them describing themselves as heterosexual. The findings, they said, could have effects on education and why maybe we need to train people or teach people, I don't want to say train, but teach people what is appropriate and what is inappropriate. They say if men who sexually assault harbor different motivations to varying degrees, identifying them ahead of time and targeting interventions towards groups of men with similar motivations, or better even providing personalized prevention programs, etc. They say men who show intentions to use force but deny intentions to rape exhibit a unique disposition featuring an inverse construct of construct of hostility towards women by high levels of callous sexual attitudes. Okay, I guess that means it's bad. The authors pointed to findings from the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control in 2012, which stated about 1 in 5 women become the victim of sexual assault while in college, with most of the attacks carried out by people known to the victim. Now, you know, going back to my college days, I remember people were rough. You know, I was very lucky to be able to stave off certain things, certain events, but when that kind of, interaction was happening, they weren't, you know, putting a gun to my head or a knife or, you know, hitting me or whatever. They were just trying to be forceful. And so, you know, when you look at the definition, rape is undergoing any sort of sexual activity that is unwanted. All right. Now, you have the belief of in society that a lot of women say no, but don't mean it. You know, once you get them in the act, they'll be okay with it. And that's not true. Okay? Some women find themselves, or men, in a situation where if they are in the act, it may be easier to just let the act finish than to try to fight it off when you're in that vulnerable position. But it's still rape. So for those of you that think, okay, I just kind of have to manhandle the woman, or I just have to be aggressive, or I just got to get past the line, and then everything's going to be okay, realize that that's considered rape. And no, you can't do that. And so, yeah, that education is not out there. Nobody teaches that. I mean, when I had sex ed, the girls were taken to a different room. The guys were taken to a different room. And I doubt the guys in the seventh grade were told that. You know, many people, when they think of rape, they think of, you know, having somebody tied up, using force, hitting, etc. But they don't realize that them using their body on top of you or whatever is a weapon in and of itself. And that they could be arrested, convicted for that. These people, they don't know. So you'll also have cases where guys are saying, wait a second, no, we had sex. Now she's saying, well, that wasn't rape. Well, if it wasn't wanted and you coerced, and then if you're a guy that's quote unquote, you believe innocent, where's your witness? You don't have, not that we want, you know, people watching in the room, et cetera, but what I'm saying is, if you think you're falsely accused, you don't have a witness. You don't have anybody that could go, no, she asked for it, she wanted it, whatever. So, you know, it's one of those things where I really believe that whether it's college age or high school age or just that age group, where to give them the education, because a lot of people don't go to college, or if they do go to college, and they don't show up to their classes, how are you going to get them to a sex ed course? Maybe this is something that has to happen in school. Problem is, you know, when you get your sex ed in school, the kids are giggling. You know, my son recently at his sex ed class, he said that everybody was giggling and making jokes. It takes you and I and everybody to educate these people. That's scary stuff that people would think, yeah, I'd go ahead and do it. Well, that's rape. Oh, well. It's sad. It's sick. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this story is scarier than scary. When I saw this, I gasped, and I can't believe something like this would happen. And I'm sure many of you have heard this. I want to see if I have any of the latest. Apparently, 40 people have fallen ill after a medical facility gave them IV fluid that was never supposed to be IV fluid. It wasn't sterile, and it was supposed to be a teaching type of bag. And they say 40 people and one have died for having been given this, okay? According to the FDA, this is being reported by Tech Times and Fox News and all the outlets right now, patients were accidentally given simulated saline solutions that were shipped to urgent care facilities, surgical centers, and medical clinics across 7 states. What are people who are alive complaining of? Well, headaches, tremors, chills, fever. We're worried that we're going to start to see infection, obviously, because it was sterile. It was non-sterile solution being put directly into their IV. They say the death associated with the incident is still being investigated to see if the accidental administration of the saline solution really caused that or not. Working with the CDC, the FDA collected Walker Prakti 0.9% sodium chloride samples from distributors and clinics. The samples are undergoing tests to determine if they cause the adverse reactions in patients. Walker had initiated a voluntary recall of the IV solutions in question. The states that have been affected are Colorado, New York, North Carolina, Louisiana, Idaho, Georgia, and Florida. They say, despite the fact that the products are intended for clinical simulation only, Walker said, we are aware of reports that these products have been used outside of their intended use and administered to patients. Now, many of the medical facilities affected said they had no idea that the saline solutions were dummy products. At least one did recognize the Walker product and promptly returned the product to the distributor going, uh-oh, we shouldn't give that. So whoever caught that, probably a nurse, good job. Damn, that's scary. The FDA is also working with distributors to determine how these products even penetrated the supply chain and how they ended up being given to patients and who is not reading the packages, etc. Now, these normal saline solutions, this is what we give whenever we have to dose IV fluids. When I did ER, when somebody was bleeding out or hypotensive, you ripped open an IV bag. I don't care whether you're a doctor, nurse, whatever, you got that large bore IV in and you would work quickly. So I'm wondering if some of this was also in a more acute setting where people would hurry, you know, because usually when nurses, you know, in hospitals or medical facilities, get your IV ready and titrate any medicine in that you may need or et cetera that the doctor ordered. You know, they look at the package. They now have these little scan guns like they do at Target, you know, scan guns to put in the system what they're, you know, what's being taken or what's being given. And they're looking at it and they're watching it. And the family's like, oh, what's this? You go, see, it's saline solution, you know, and whatever. But, you know, when I was doing ER, I mean, you would be like, look, I need a bag of saline ASAP. You know, somebody would grab it to you. You'd rip it out of the package. You'd put it up there, you know, and it's scary to think that you could be handed something that could, which is why you always have to look. All right. Out of the ER setting, oh, absolutely. I was so nervous about giving anybody anything. I was like reading. I was, okay, is this a 2%? Is this a 1%? Is this, you know, even today, you know, injecting lidocaine, I look so carefully, make sure there's no epinephrine in it. I look at every bottle to make sure there's no fungus, or mold, like what happened with the compounding pharmacy and the meningitis outbreak that happened because of mold in there. I mean, you do. You have to examine as a doctor, as a nurse, medical provider, etc. You want to examine what is going into patients. Now, these normal saline solutions have been in tight supply since last year, so the FDA has allowed the temporary distribution of IV products from alternate sources. At the moment, IV products come from B. Braun Medical, Inc., Baxter Health Corp., Fresenius Kabi, etc. Healthcare providers are advised to visually inspect all saline solution bags currently in their inventory to ensure none are labeled Prakti products, not for use in human or animal patients or for clinical simulation. Somebody is getting fired. I don't know how this got distributed. All saline products for training purposes received by mistake need to be separated and returned. To ensure all IV products are for clinical use, office procedures must be reviewed, obviously, to guarantee that visual inspections are in place. I mean, obviously, before you put anything into somebody, who would think that there would be the, and I mean, can I just tell you, saline solution should not be that expensive. Why do the dummy bags or the bags for training have to be non-sterile saline? You know, I would suggest, in case something like this happens again, which is really stupid, just have sterile stuff. Don't be having these things that look like medication that aren't. To me, it's crazy. Saline's not that expensive, people. Just have normal saline. I don't know. It makes no sense. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Medical student had written me a while back, and I already wrote them back, but it's a good question, kind of talking about what we're talking about today. You know, what errors are happening that's causing doctors to get sued? Or, you know, what would relate to all of us is what type of errors or issues are happening? Because, you know, when we're in medical school and we go through all the training, we're trained pretty damn well, okay? You know, we know not to drop a baby. We know not to cut off the wrong leg. It happens, unfortunately, all right? But, I mean, we learn to make sure you know which leg needs the surgery, etc. We know to use sterile equipment, okay? You don't drop a scalpel on the floor and then pick it up and put it on the patient, okay? You don't do that. So in medical school, you would think that we would come out of medical school foolproof. We know not to put something in the body that hasn't been completely vetted and known to be of a good product, of a good source, clean, etc. And like I said, in trauma, you know, when you're, let me go back for a second. When I would, you know, be urging IV fluid to be put in, even though most of the nurses did it, and we would be ripping open the packages quick, we would still make sure, you know, see if it was lactated ringers, if there was dextrose, or it was normal saline. So, I mean, we looked at it. We did. I don't want you to think in trauma we put things in blindly. But we also assume that the products we have are not dummy products, etc. And so, you know, it should be rare that we do something grossly negligent. But there are malpractice cases all the time. And one of the big common causes for malpractice is a misdiagnosis or a delayed diagnosis. Is it really the medical provider's fault? Did the attorney find a way to go, look, you could have found this weeks earlier and you didn't, so we got a suit out of this? Or are you really missing it? You know, doctor, there's a spot on my tongue. I don't know what it is. Show it to me. Nah, it's just a piece of candy you've eaten. And that, you know, spot on the tongue actually turns out to be cancer. Okay, something like that may make it to the courtroom. All right? But most doctors hopefully don't do that. But delayed diagnosis or misdiagnosis is a biggie. You know, doctor, I've been having bronchitis. I got some chest congestion. My chest feels full. All right, here's a Z-Pack. You know, let me know if there's it gets worse. But that chest fullness ended up being a heart attack, which is why whenever I have a patient come in with bronchitis, I always listen to the heart, and I always ask them, do they want an EKG or us to check the heart? Are you worried that it's hard, et cetera? And then, you know, you kind of deduce, okay, this is probably more bronchitis, et cetera. So delayed diagnosis is a biggie. Another thing that doctors are getting sued for are childbirth injuries. All right, maybe as the baby's coming out of the canal, there's a fracture or there's a palsy because of brachial plexus injury of the arms, negligent prenatal care, doctor didn't identify birth defects or ectopic pregnancies or eclampsia. That seems to be a biggie that doctors could get sued for. Or negligence during childbirth, you not noticing that the baby's heart rate is going down, etc. Surgery errors, you know, those types of things. But, you know, we're trained really well in medical school to not do anything, you know, grossly negligent. So, you know, this IV saline thing is a fluke. It's a shame, though. It really is. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This study came out, which was kind of creepy. It says Facebook knows you better than your friends do. And I seem to wonder if Facebook actually likes us better than our friends. Apparently, researchers from the University of Cambridge and Stanford University released a study indicating that Facebook may be better at judging your personality than your closest friends, spouses, and even yourselves. The study compared people's Facebook likes to their own answers in a personality questionnaire, as well as the answers provided by their friends and family, and found that Facebook outperformed any human, no matter their relation to the subjects. Okay, that's pretty scary. The researchers say this finding is really substantial, particularly given the fact that human beings are evolutionarily designed to have good personality judgment. It what keeps us out of danger and influences our relationships, they say. But maybe computers are better equipped to make these judgments than humans because it cuts out the natural bias that pervades human interactions, etc. So we have Facebook possibly being a personality prediction machine, according to Michal Kaczynski, a computer science professor at Stanford. So, researchers looked at a 100-item personality questionnaire that went viral. A psychometrics professor at Cambridge posted on Facebook back in 2007. Respondents answered questions that were meant to pick out the openness, the conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. Based on that survey, the researchers scored each of the respondents in all five traits. Then they used this algorithm, fed it with every respondent's personality scores, with their likes, to which the subjects gave researchers access. And, you know, anyway, as they looked over and over, as they continued to research, they found that the information on just enough, like 10 of the likes or whatever, was more accurate than what the average person thought themselves to be. Now, okay, what does this mean? Well, okay, it means that we are allowing, there's a lot of things that I deduced from this, okay? All right. One is I think we spend too much time on Facebook, okay? I think we spend way too much time on social media. And as we're going to talk about a little bit later in this hour about our inactivity, you know, I think this is really going to be the death of us, unfortunately. So I think we obviously spend too much. But I also think we give too much of ourselves on social media. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, aren't you the one that posted your pap smear on Facebook and your mammogram? Yes. But I purposely am making a conscious decision to do that. Some of you guys aren't, okay? I'm worried about those of you who think you have some privacy. I know if I put that stuff out there, people are seeing it. You know, they're probably throwing it up in their mouth also, but that's okay. All right? People are, don't worry, I was dressed both times. I was dressed. You just saw me in the stirrups sitting there. That's it. Can't see nothing, okay? Please. But for those of you that want to keep some privacy, that don't want people studying you, that don't want, you are unwittingly giving a lot of yourself out there when you do social media. You know, remember in the beginning when Facebook and Twitter came out, people were saying, look, don't be posting pictures of your kids. If you do post pictures of your kids, you know, make sure the school isn't in the background or a street corner or whatever, because people will know where you live, where you frequent. You could have predators. I remember we're like, oh, gosh, I got to be really, really careful with the pictures I'm posting, et cetera. And then came the selfie. So with the selfie, you pretty much get rid of everything else because it's all about you. And then you could, you know, crop it and expand it, whatever. So then people were able to do that. And then they start to manipulate their pictures, and, you know, it's now all about picture manipulation. So I don't know where we are with the predators on Facebook, but I'm thinking some of them are starting to get a little confused. But we were very, very cognizant that somebody was watching us. Then we let our guard down. And now here we are with these researchers going, look, you know, I mean, as long as you allow us to look at what you're doing here, we could figure you out more than what you're telling us or your friends and family can. I think that's spooky. Because if somebody or something really, really wants to get an idea of what makes you tick and how you work, these computers will have that power. And I'm not saying the computer's going to come after you, but somebody wanting to know more about you and what you do, etc. You know, these stars, people are like, gosh, I don't understand why, you know, some stars claim they have a Twitter account. And, you know, maybe they don't, and maybe some of these are fake or whatever. You know, don't think that the star is going to, you know, sit there all the time giving you every single update like we do. They know better. They're warned because there are people out there studying them. There are stalkers. And it's very creepy, scary stuff. You know, when it comes to also our relationships and interrelationships and family, etc. this Facebook is unfortunately changing the face of how many people are dealing with family members and making these interpersonal relationships. And some of you are like, well, who cares? That sounds like a bunch of psychological, psychological babble. But you don't understand. Even if you're not on Facebook, okay, you have a very, very different society being born. And I'm not saying just the new Generation Z or whatever we call the young millennials now. We're talking about the middle-aged folks, too. When was the last time I talked to my sister or my brother on the phone? Okay, it's been a good couple months. Why? I have Facebook. Anything I need to know about them, I see on Facebook. Anything they want me to know, they show me. But we don't talk, okay? No camaraderie, no support, nothing. Even my mom. Do I call and make sure my mom is okay? No, right? Because I don't want to get into a conversation with her. I don't want to get a guilt trip. I don't want to talk to my mom. Most people don't, okay? Talk to their mothers. I mean, not my mom, right? Okay? But what do? I look on Facebook to see if she's okay, because I can see if she's posting on Facebook or liking something on Facebook. I know she's home. I know she's by her computer. I know she's okay. Okay, that's sick. Why aren't I calling my family members? And I'm not saying everybody is guilty of this, but a lot of you guys are nodding your head going, you know, I talk a lot less to people nowadays as a result. Okay, I mean, well, how is that going to manifest later? You know, a bunch of us with depression or anxiety or who feel alone, you know, I mean, where are we getting our ego boost? Well, we're getting it from Facebook. We're putting up a selfie. If people like the selfie, then we feel good. Where's the intimacy? Where's the touching? You know? Online couples now. Meeting people online is huge. All right? Meeting people online now is the way to meet people. Nobody goes and puts an ad in the Penny Saver anymore. Nobody goes and, to the discotheque. Right? You know, to me, yeah, you pick up people, you meet people in bars and clubs or whatever, but the biggest place that people are meeting people are online. All right? But if you're already conditioned to go online with the selfies and the fabricated stories and the exaggerations, etc., are we really having a very fake, insincere, non-intimate society now? And I find that very, hard to believe. I meet people who are fans. You know, I follow them on Facebook. I joke around with them. I have a completely different picture of them. When I see them in real life, I'm like, wait a second. The way you are is, you're very different. It's very odd. And, you know, sometimes you even find yourself preferring the Facebook personality. I do so much better with one of my family members' Facebook personality than talking to them. I spend so much time with them on Facebook, but in real life, no. We don't want to hang out. Isn't that spooky? I'm spooked by it. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say the traditional family that we remember back in the 1950s and the 1960s are no more. Less than half of U.S. children under the age of 18 live at home with two married heterosexual parents in their first marriage. Back in the 1960s, 73% of children had what was considered to be a traditional family structure. By 1980, that figure started to drop to 61%. Now it's down to, where are we now? Less than half, 41%. The figures were compiled by the Pew Research Center, who analyzed recently released American Community Survey and decennial census data. Now, they didn't have figures on divorce rates, but they found that the number of people who had been previously married or had remarried was rising. Some 15% of children were said to now be living in a household with two parents who are in a remarriage. Not known if these children were from a previous union or were born with the new union. They say the biggest shift in family structure was that 34% of children were now living with an unmarried parent. Back in 1960s, it was only 9% of kids who would only live with one parent. In 1980, it was 19%. In most cases, the unmarried parents are single. So a third of children living with an unmarried parent. Even if they had divorce rates, we need to caution when we start to look in over the next 5 to 10 years of the divorce rate numbers. Just predict that the divorce rate is going down because we're having less people marry to begin with. You know, more and more of my patients that I diagnose with pregnancy are not married at the time, and they are not quote unquote accidents. They are planned pregnancies of people that have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, etc. And, you know, some of them are living together, some of them aren't. You know, and a very, very common scenario is a man that has a couple different moms. Okay? One gave birth to one of his children. Another gave birth to another one of his children. And somebody had come out a long time ago. If this is man's evolutionary tendency to polygamy. And, you know, I was like, what the hell are you talking about? But, you know, polygamy is when you're married to, you know, more than multiple people. But what if you don't get married? And you have, you know, one child with one lady, you know, that relationship breaks up. You have a child with another lady. And then you're visiting, you know, first child. You and mom still have feelings for each other. You get together sometimes. Then you visit the second family, you get together sometimes, you know, and I'm wondering if those men out there that really don't want to be a one-woman man find that situation to work for them. You know, I could not imagine raising a kid on my own. That has got to be extremely difficult for any man or woman. And we are seeing that this is starting to become the norm, where you're unmarried. You have to rely, hopefully, on a social network or the parents. They wouldn't be called in-laws, but relatives of the dad or the mom of the baby, etc. And, you know, you see that it's a group effort, etc. I could, even with my staff, you know, they're like, I don't have babysitting. The baby's father's sister can't watch the baby, so I have to miss work, which is, you know, we do what we can. I'd love to be able to have a daycare in the office. Our office just isn't big enough. Sometimes I let my staff bring their kids to the office, you know, if they have to. But it's a new way of making the family or having a family. Economically, it could be very, very concerning, okay, because raising a kid is extremely expensive. And remember in the 80s and the 90s, we were talking about how we need two incomes. The idea of mom staying at home and working being a stay-home mom and nourishing these kids and nurturing them and teaching them and working with them is going to be a thing of the past. Unfortunately, it's really unfortunate. You know, I think some of those households, you know, really made good kids. And in the 80s, we were talking about how we really need two incomes. And couples need to work. My mom had to go back to work. I always knew I was going to have to work. You know, by the 90s, you started to see most families have two incomes. And, well, at that point, you know, you start to then see the breakup of the quote-unquote traditional family that we were seeing in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, etc. So, now you have couples working, maybe having multiple partners, maybe not wanting to tie down, thinking divorce is a very, very expensive process. So why get married? Being married is expensive. Not a lot of incentives financially or from the government to marry. A lot of financial incentives when you're single. We talked about at the start of the Obama administration where some of my patients found that it would be in their benefit, be a benefit to them tax-wise if they divorced their current spouse, because they were paying more taxes as a unit than if they would separately. I mean, this is ridiculous. So when we have a society that, you know, impedes or discourages becoming the union, getting married, etc., you start to have the new face of America, the new family. And I'm not saying it's bad, it's different. You know, I don't know if it's as stable. I don't know if it's, you know, as stable as a family that forces themselves to stay together, but they fight all the time. But it's interesting. And, you know, many kids that I see, many of my patients, okay, I need to be aware that dad is in a separate, you know, either city or a separate state, etc. And when they visit dad, you know, dad won't know what I'm telling mom from a medical standpoint for the kid. As opposed to, okay, mom and dad are in the room at the same time. Kid needs his asthma medication in December. Start taking it early, etc. So it's interesting. But expect divorce rates to go down because less people are getting married. Inactivity, they say, is more harmful to your health than obesity. And they're saying, please, please, please walk 20 minutes a day because that could truly reduce your risk of early death by as much as 30%. This is a study coming from the University of Cambridge. The study was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition and found that a lack of physical activity may lead to twice as many deaths as obesity does. Now, what they did is they looked at data from 334,000 European men and women who participated in the European Prospective Investigation into Cancer and Nutrition. The researchers looked at participants' data over 12 years. They found that a daily 20-minute walk, which was basically 90 to 110 calories burned, could reduce risk of premature death by up to 30%. Why are we so inactive? Because we're sitting there on Facebook, sitting there on Twitter, we're getting our news. Do I go and read the paper? Do I go outside, bend over, pick up a paper, come back, sit down with some coffee in the morning? No. I wake up, I turn on the computer, I have my orange juice and a banana, I sit there and I read the internet, and then I prep for my show, etc., and then I do work out, all right, but a lot of people don't. I gotta go to work. They go to work, they're in the car, they come to work, and they sit in front of the computer, okay? Factory workers, you don't see as many of them like you used to. You know, seamstresses, things like that, you don't see that. Right? You see less people actively working because now we have computers and we have machines and we have robots and all sorts of high-tech stuff. Quit being inactive 20 minutes a day, every day. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down
to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.